Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
I love that song.
And
yes, he's saying grass and not grass.
Well, I suppose
that's the Swindon accent. Uh-huh. That's the Swindon accent. But you're supposed to, everyone thinks, oh, he's smoking. No, he actually means grass growing. It's just all about snogging in a field. That's what it's about.
I'm down with that.
And we know you are. Oh, no, I pressed pause. There we go. This XTC, by the way, Colin Moulding and Terry Chambers on After 12. If you want to treat yourself, if you want to hear an album of pop masterpiece, in fact, it's going to be the first album, when I get my CDs out, first album I'm playing in my new house, although on my dance set record player today, I had the best of John Denver. But Skylarking by XTC, what a record. What a record. It really is just a stunning pop, slightly psychedelic, slightly folky masterpiece. Colin Moulding, Terry Chambers from XTC on the show after midnight, talking about their live shows that they're going to be doing later on in October in Swindon. 03444991000 is the phone number. We can do Skype in a bit as well. I can see that Ollie and Tom have been calling in a bit, and we'll try and get to you. We'll try and get you in a bit, but Nigel is on at the moment. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, but hi, Ian. Back again.
Back again.
I wanted to say hi to my friends before I forget their names in Tunbridge Wells.
Good friends, huh?
The ones that watch me when I sing on the bandstand.
Okay, well, you can phone them up.
Well, they're listening to the show.
Oh, are they?
But yeah, they're listening. Three more people listening to the show.
Well, do you know what? That almost triples our audience.
Yeah. So it's hi to Alex and Sam and Jake.
Strong names, good
names. Big up yourselves. Yes. Big up yourselves.
I don't know. Well, the girls weren't there this afternoon. It was just all boys.
Boys club.
Boys club.
Boys club.
It's a cafe called Woods on the Pentiles.
Pentiles.
Do you know, Mum's got so much stuff. I really don't know where if I had to move, I don't know where I'd put it. Because I kept buying her presents, you know, loads of dolls and teapots. And.
Oh, was she a teapot collector?
Yeah, I've got 200 for
Flipping
her.
Flipping heck, Nigel!
Yeah,
that's a lot of tea!
And it's so sad. It's so sad.
Isn't it?
Because, you know, she wanted to get back to her stuff, and I hope she does. She gave me a wedding ring, and she wanted me to wear it, you know, from Dad.
Well, that's a lovely.
So we can. It's a goal to keep it so that we'll never be apart. I do feel so sad because I know it's going to be really hard for her to get better. But there's always a chance, maybe. If you can get rid of the pain, the pain is what's called running her down, you know.
Well, there was a lot of love for you on Twitter because you know you sang that.
What's this viral thing mean?
Well, you know that you sang that Miley Cyrus song last night.
Yes.
Well, the boffins at Talk Radio, because we got cameras here, they filmed it.
Yes.
And they put it on Twitter, and it's had something like nearly 2,000 views.
And does it go on YouTube as well?
No. It might go on the Talk Radio YouTube channel.
Well,
it might
can
do.
I get it on Twitter somehow? On
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, well, Nigel Reader Free is my Twitter.
OK, well, if you go to @talkradio and scroll down, it's one of the videos there in their feed.
Well, could you transfer it to Nigel Reader Free?
OK, sure.
Nigel Reader Free is my Twitter name.
OK, I'll take a break from doing this live radio show to find a video clip.
Yeah, not now, but...
Well, I'm not going to do it later on, mate, if I'm completely honest.
Oh, I see.
You talk to Catherine while I do your...
Then I can see it when I put the laptop back on tonight. And
you'll be there in your notifications.
Here we go.
And it's me talking to you on the radio in the studio, singing a song.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's what happened last
night.
But you won't be able to see me though because I'm on your.
There's no camera on you, Nigel. I've just zapped it to your inbox. I don't like what's going on with my hair there, but that's not really the point of it.
You found it, have you?
I found it. I've sent it to you. I've tweeted it to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, so pleased. That means viral when you get when that goes onto Twitter. Then,
well, I viral means lots and lots of people have seen it. So I was exaggerating slightly, but it certainly had. Let me just click on it. It's had 2,325 views.
That's quite a lot.
That is not bad.
And of course, people listening on the radio, there's more people listening to the radio, isn't there?
Oh, about 100,000 people will have by the end of the weekend have heard or seen your touching tribute to your mum where you sang that Miley Cyrus.
And when you sing live, when you're on the radio live, a lot more people hear you as well, don't they?
And I put it in the podcast as well.
It's gone up today.
Oh, thank you. What was I going to say now? I forgot.
Were you going to sing a song for us?
Yeah. So I'll do you a short song. I can't be too loud because of the neighbours. I'll do a classical one, Dream a Dream.
Beautiful.
Charlotte Church one.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, God.
Okay.
I can't remember what I was going to say. So I'll fire away with the song.
Fire away. Away you go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm just going to turn the mic. Just see if you can hear this. Okay. One, two. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah, it's got the zone PA system.
I'll just press the knob in. And here we go. Dream a dream. Thank you.
Take it.
Thank you.
Oh.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Oh.
Hi to my desire. When the night is still,
the music's a little bit too loud. Nigel! We can't hear him. Well, I don't want to... Just fade him down a bit, Sam, so he's still there, because I don't want to, you know, to cut him off or anything, but music's a little bit too loud. It's tricky to get that mixing done.
Yeah.
It's tricky to get that mixing done.
He won't have a roadie there, will he?
Mm-mm. So, funnily enough, about 2 months ago, my son asked for my wedding ring. He said, can I have it? And I said, you know what, that's an excellent question. And I sat there and I thought about it. And I said, I'm going to say no for now. But let's talk about it again at a later date.
Yeah.
Seems a little bit... Because it's a nice ring, you know. And it's... As wedding rings are, they're more symbolic than anything else. And, you know, when you put them on, they're symbolic of hope and the future and love and trust and faith and all these things. And when you take them off, they are symbolic of failure and... disappointment and heartbreak and upset and maybe arguments and all different kinds of things for different people. So for the last I took it off just before I went in the jungle, and so for the last 8-9 months it's been by the side of my bed. Now it's in my wash bag because that was the only kind of safe place that I knew where if I put it there I won't lose it. I don't know, this is a genuine question, right, to divorced people out there. I don't want to make this show into the divorce show, because flipping it's boring. But what do you do with your wedding rings? I can see myself at some point, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, giving it to one of the boys if they want it. I think it seems a little bit too soon to do. What do you do with them? You can't chuck them. I suppose if you've had a big falling out with your husband or wife, that chucking them might seem appropriate. If it's been a very toxic marriage, mine was not necessarily toxic, so I don't want to do that. So I don't know what you do with them. Keep them? do they lose? Do they lose their power over time? They must do. The magic has to fade out of it at some point. I'd see it before I went to bed and just think, oh, you F that one up. Oh. That was the thing. But does the magic go at some point?
I would imagine it does, but you're right to hold on to it now. Because apart from anything else, diplomatically...
Oh, if I chucked it away, that's like slapping her in the face.
I wouldn't. No, I know you wouldn't chuck it away. But also, if you gave it to one of the boys now and she said, and your wife saw that, then that's a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it must be.
Keep it until he's old enough to appreciate what it is.
Yeah. And then sell it to him because it was quite expensive. I think they were from Tiffany's, those rings. Thank you, Ian. Yeah, Nigel, the music was a little bit too loud, but we managed to get the essence of it.
Yeah.
And we all, as always, send you and your mum the very best, and you keep us informed.
I think it's because I was singing in a different position.
Oh.
I was away from the speaker more. But it's job to balance it over
it
the phone.
Is. It is. Well, just to let you know, for next time, that... We've got a phone call, Nigel. We have to go.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye, Nigel. All right, how does this work? Hello, Skype. It says here that we've got Keith and the girl on Skype, but yet they are... Are you talking to us?
Uh-oh.
Idiots. Absolute idiots. It's America. That's America for you. That is America. These are the people that are going to lead us into Armageddon. They can't even work Skype. You got to do your settings.
Speak to us.
I tell you what, we're going to go to a break because that's what we do. And we're going to leave you there. And when we come back, you better be talking to us.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show for people who know the best. Best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good times.
Catherine and I were arguing during the break. She claims to be a drummer.
No.
And I said, go on then. And she went, I can't do it now.
I didn't claim to be a drummer. I said I played drums in a concert once.
Right, okay. Well, like,
I only did dumps.
Only people like Keith Moon or Phil Collins play drums in concerts.
Not in a kid's concert.
Go and do it.
I was using the bass drum.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. You think you said, come on. Come on, Pete Best.
Dumps, 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 dumps.
Do your fingers on the table. And the foot. And no, the foot.
Because you can't. I'm not a performing monkey.
Because you can't do it, mate.
I totally can do it.
You can't do it. She can't do it, Hemda.
I totally can do it.
Hey.
She can't do it.
Oh, shit.
She can do anything.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, exactly. He's just bitter.
Now, can you hear Catherine on your through the Skype?
Yeah. Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It's Hemda from Keith and the Girl. It's a great podcast, guys. Go and get it. They do it every day. They work harder than we do. but you know, we won't hold that against them. How's it going, man? You're right.
I am so addicted to this now.
Uh-oh.
You guys are one thing. Your voices are just smooth in my ear. But then your community, the comments, the hellos, the extras, yeah. I love it.
Are you high on a drug? Are you high on an American drug today?
I should be. Wowzers. I was earlier.
What?
But...
Now, drugs are legal, aren't they? Is weed legal in America now?
Weed is very stupid in America. So what happens is some of our states are legal on a state-by-state level.
Okay.
But federal law can get you arrested and shut down. It's very odd.
When I was in New York, I kept seeing this wagon. And I can't remember what it was called, but they were basically... they were selling... Like cakes and
edibles, they call them.
Edibles, right. Mm-hmm. And lollies, those candy bars with weed in.
You can tell I listen to Keith and the Girl. I know all about edibles now. And Hemda's into blunts.
I love you, Kat.
which I think, I had to look them up, Hemda. It's like a doobie, but it's got a cigar skin on it or something.
Okay.
Oh my God, can you just talk to me about weed? You saying weed words is so fun.
I
never heard the word blunt said in that accent, and that's, I just want to pick that up.
I just moved, right? I moved into a very, very nice little village. There's hardly any houses there. And I did the thing, right, where you go and knock on people's doors to introduce yourself, right? So I knocked...
convicted pedophile?
Sorry?
That's what we have to do here if you're a convicted pedophile.
You have to go and tell everyone.
Over here, we just call it manners, but there it's
legal.
It's protecting your children. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it comes off different in that accent. So.
I'm not a paedophile, okay? Let's just get that clear before that becomes a meme or a hashtag. Hashtag Ian Touch It doesn't, right?
No, you don't have to have all of the things. You can have just some of them.
By the way, the greatest television show of all time, To Catch a Predator.
Oh, my God. Sick, right?
Isn't it the best? It's such a naughty show, but it's so good.
You have to stop saying the word naughty.
What? There's naughty. Why did you bring condoms and lubes when you thought you...
Oh, God.
I'm just visiting a friend. I'm going to go now. And then the police pounce on him. Yes, man!
That's such a good impersonation. Holy shit.
It's good.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm so sorry.
No, but so I went and knocked on the door next door, right? And it just this, as you walked up the path, you could just smell this skunk. Right? It was like the strong stuff. Just smell it. I thought, man, they're going to be a house full of stoners. And I knocked on the door, and this kid who's got to be about 14 or 15 opened it, bug-eyed, like smoke kind of up, wafting out. And I went, hello, mate, I'm Ian. I'm your new neighbour. Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't tell my parents.
No, is your dad in? No, he's out. All right,
of course he is. You smell he's out?
And as I walked away, I really wanted to turn around and sort of wink and go, that smells like good shit, man. But I didn't know if that would freak him out or if that would make me look like an old hippie.
Well, funny that.
You know, better to play safe when it's your next door neighbors and you're just saying your first hello.
Yep.
Better to let him think that you're the guy that just is saying hello and he owes you one. Maybe he'll mow a lawn or two.
Yeah, we go.
That's right.
If he's so interested in grass, he can earn it. He can bloody well earn it.
Yes. Now you sound like an old guy calling it grass.
Well, he's smoking a bit of pot and I simply will not stand for it.
It's really tough because weed is now in the air so much. So if you're if you're trying to lay off it, it's such a friendly one that, you know, people won't even share their tobacco cigarettes with you, but they'll be happy to pass you their yeah. joint.
It can't, I'm in recovery, so I can't touch any of that stuff, but it makes sense. You know, it makes legal, free the weed. You know, I think it kind of makes sense to do all that. But you're right. You smell it everywhere now. It's everywhere. Yeah.
That's like, you know, it's like smelling sex everywhere, because sex is good for some people, but dangerous for other people. And some people are, you know, trying to be monogamous or celibate or whatever.
Yep.
But if you're smelling that everywhere and you're not allowed to have it, but it's good for people and it's exciting and it's natural and it's okay for a lot of people to do, but not for some, that's rough. That's like smelling a bakery everywhere you go.
I've got
really
to say,
hard.
If I can smell someone else's sex, it doesn't really put me in the mood. It makes me think, well, I'll crack a window in here. God.
What? So you're in the same room as a sex person?
Well, apparently so. I mean, so this isn't, if it's that strong, you can smell it in the street. Someone needs to shower.
But imagine you're in a bus and you just go, right, who here has been having sex? I can smell it. I can smell your sex.
You're not allowed to do that.
Triggered.
Man.
Is not healthy for my recovery. I need to stay celibate.
I need to stay away. Luckily, though, we have soap, and as we've discovered, vaginal soap, soap.
Why? Oh, stop saying
that. Was that here, or was that in? Soap. That was here. We saw that advert, wasn't it, for vagina soap?
Now sex will only smell like eggplants, just roasted eggplants
and peach.
Okay. The reason why I called.
Oh, there was a reason for it, right? It's not just to drag our show into the gutter.
You mentioned what to do with the wedding ring, and I just took off my wedding ring like 2 months ago.
Mate, go on.
And it took me a minute. Like, I actually practiced taking off my ring and not wearing it for a day and seeing if I miss it and seeing if I play with it without it being there, seeing if anybody notices, seeing if people respond to me differently without a ring on. And it's very weird to say this, but it was a little scary for me.
Yeah,
it was.
I get that.
It was such a big representation when you put it on that when you take it off, it's like there almost should be a ceremony. You should have friends around you, just like you did when you were getting married. You were declaring marriage, declaring my one and only, declaring that you guys are here for me and this person. And I'm way into divorce parties, I think, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so, because it's I think I might have said this when I was over there, that divorce is this word that we kind of throw. Oh, such and such has got divorced. Oh, divorce is so easy these days. But when it's happening to you, when you're going through it, it isn't just a word. It's this huge thing. And whereas a wedding, you got the build up to it, but then it's a day. You've got a day, and on the day before you're not married, the day after you are married, the divorce, you get the papers through and stuff. And I'm still waiting for that. But it just kind of drags on, this uncertainty, and this it's like walking through through mud or something. It just drags on. And I kind of like the idea of having a divorce party, not because it's two fingers up to the person that you're not married to anymore, but it's kind of, I don't know, a rite of passage. It's you coming out the other side, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also support to what's happening when you get married. Everybody already knew that you were together, most likely, unless you're getting, you know, randomly one of those quickies. But we already know you as together. Everybody already knows us as together. So it doesn't really make a difference other than we're acknowledging.
Yeah.
So I feel like a divorce, maybe party is the wrong word, but it's the support. All people are doing when they're coming to your wedding is going, I'm into this. So when they come to your divorce party, they're saying, I'm into you. You're not alone. We know that this is a big part of your life, just like the wedding was. So we want to be on your side. We want to, you know, because divorce doesn't happen like, I guess maybe, I never really thought about it, but it's not the paperwork. It's not the moment that you say, hey, we can't be together. It's the triggers. You know, the other day I fell off my bike and I'm like, got to call my ex-husband. I have no choice. You know, like, that's just what I do. That's the number I have memorized, you know, all that stuff. And then I go, don't call, don't call, don't call. It's those moments where suddenly it's like, wow, that was my family. It's my family. That's like not being able to call your mother, your brother, your sister, your anything. It's tough. Even if you had a fight with them, even if you're so mad at them, and even if you know that it's not right to be together, for years and years, they were the person that you called without even thinking.
Yeah. My brother-in-law lives abroad, and he's over this week and next week. And I've not spoken to him since, you know, I split up with his sister. And I kind of, and I like him a lot. He's a really good guy, but I don't know. He might hate me. He might be ambivalent. I don't know. And so I sent him a text and said, look, man, I don't know what, I've never done this before. I don't know what our relationship is supposed to be now, but I still think you're a cool guy. And my kids want me to take your kids swimming, but I can't do it on my own. Would you be up for coming swimming with us next week? And the four kids.
And were you braced for him to say, you know, were you prepared for him to say no?
I was prepared for him to ignore it or to send me abuse or to send me a loving text. And it was the latter. He said, look, this is cool. I'd love to see you. I know the girls would love to see you. Let's go. We're going to go to the swimming pool on Monday, the four kids and me and him. And it will be a little bit weird to start with and then it'll be fine. And, you know, but it's all the other people around you. I don't know how I'm supposed to react, how I'm supposed to, if I still have a relationship.
But the thing is, it's weird for them too, because they haven't seen all the stuff that's been going on between the couple that they supported. Yeah. And they came to your wedding because they were your friends and, you know, they liked the idea of you being together and all that stuff. And so all of a sudden, what, these guys aren't together anymore and nothing's changed for them.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed for them, but everything has changed, you know?
So you've made family with the family. I mean, you've been calling them family. I still talk to my parents-in-law because they're my parents. I remember getting married and I said, you know, people would always ask me, what's the difference now that you're married? And I said, nothing. The only difference is my in-laws can't get away from me anymore.
It's true, though. It's true. So what did you do with your ring in the end?
I put it in a bowl where I can't see it, where I won't lose it. I don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
It's sacred in a lot of ways, but not right now. Right now, it has to be put away. I don't know what to do. It was such a good question when you asked that, because I thought of taking it off. I thought of not losing it, but I didn't think, what do I do? And I don't have children. I'm not going to have children. I feel like it'll be like the tattoo that you changed your mind about, where you just know it's your timeline and it's on your skin. And this person is on my skin. They've been my family. They'll always be my family. So maybe the ring is a representation of the family that I have in essence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And you're right about that thing. I played with taking it off and walking around the flat with it off, and then I'd put it back on. And I made the mistake of leaving it by my bed the whole time, and I should have hidden it. But I took it off. I made a deliberate thing of taking it off before I went to Australia to do the jungle. And that was...
That's scary.
It was scary. It felt like a really big thing, because I knew I'd be on TV and I knew that people close to me would notice it. But the day before I went in, I was interviewed by the press to say, this guy's going in. And a journalist for a newspaper said, so when you're in the jungle, are you going to be looking for love? And I went, whoa, no, man, I'm married. And she rightfully said, well, you haven't got a wedding ring on. And it completely caught me off guard. And I stumbled and I stuttered and I went, oh, I've just made a decision. I don't wear one. But it was obviously. And that then set the whole tone for them trying to find out what was going on with my marriage and knocking on my mother-in-law's door and fun stuff like that. But you're right. The first time you kind of go out in public without it, it's a statement, man.
But it's also the kind of reverse of, do you remember the first time you went out with it on?
Yeah,
and it felt weird, and you looked at your hand and I saw my mother's hand, you know, and it's like...
You must have done this. So when we bought the wedding rings before the wedding, we practiced. We'd sit and watch a film
and
with our wedding rings
weird,
on.
It felt weird, right? Yeah. And you could feel it heavy on your hand and everything. So, and I reckon it took me about a year or so to get used to that. So physically, it's a thing you need to get used to, as well as all the stuff that goes along with it, the symbolic stuff. God.
Yeah, and you want people to, you know, you want to say, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm just taking my ring off, it's a representation of something that's not there anymore. But you made it a representation of something important when you asked people to come and bring you gifts and eat and rejoice with you and drink with you and clink glasses with you.
Yeah.
So you asked them to come and watch this ring being put on you. So I love hearing that you practice taking off your ring, because I didn't, you know, I get overly sensitive about stuff. Mm. And so it's really cool.
By the way, all of my friends that have made the joke, do we get our wedding presents back? Don't make that joke, because I don't know if you're joking or not. I don't know if that's a genuine, but I'm kind of going...
The response is, don't worry, I've still got the receipts for yours.
But you go, I don't know. I don't. What did you get me? I don't remember. It's a joke, is it? Is it a joke?
Yeah.
It's not funny.
It's awkwardness. It's people who don't know what to say, but they want to tell you that they're cool with it.
Is everything all right, though, Hemda? You doing okay?
I'm doing all right. I smashed my face into a car the other day off my bike.
Oh, man.
And started bleeding from the face, but I'm okay now.
The old face bleed. Wow.
The worst.
Yeah, and while I'll be talking about this on Keys and the Girl, my audience actually doesn't know what happened, but I smashed my face into my bike lost control, smashed my face in as I was bleeding. Someone stole my phone.
No!
Oh, man!
Yeah, people who were helping me, who were like, hey, we found your phone. It's okay. And I was like, well, my hands are full of blood, so I can't take it. They said, we'll put it in your bag. And then they didn't put it in my bag. They ran away with it, turned it off, and started using the credit cards.
Wow, what scumbags.
What scumbags. That's terrible, man. I'm sorry.
It was the worst.
But on the upside, I was listening to today's Keith and the Girl, and you've got an offer of a very exciting older gentleman who wants to meet up to hook up and then decide what you do. That's what he said. I want to hook up and then decide what we do.
Wowzers.
He sounded like quite the catch.
I'm such a lucky girl.
What a romantic.
He's throwing his half-hearted penis at me. He's just like, I'm 61 years old, so I might not be able to get it up, but wow. You're kind of a lesbo anyway, so.
He actually said that. He said, you're mostly lesbian.
He decided that he just.
Also, the proud boast of, you're mostly lesbian. I can probably match a woman. I bet you can't.
Wow. Wowzers. And if you want to hear more of this messed up filth, KeithandTheGirl.com, or go to iTunes and Keith and the Girl, or go and have a look at the website and see how you can support it. And it's a terribly wicked show, but we love it. Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Hemda. We love seeing you pop up on Twitter and on the YouTube, and you call in whenever you want.
Thank you guys for keeping me so sane. I just turn you guys. I just like, oh my God, I know what time it is in London now, or in England, or wherever you guys speak funny. So I'm really glad.
Hey, you do the same for me. When I drive in and out, I listen to you guys.
I'm going to cut her off. She's being rude. She's gone. She's gone. I'm not having that.
Ah, they're brilliant.
I'm not. How would you rate this call? 1 star. That's what we're getting there. Outrageous behaviour.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.